William, did you get any help from the U.S. Embassy in Cairo?
No, absolutely none. Nothing.
Were they swamped? Was that their problem or just...
I called repeatedly. The first few times I called George, I got an Arab-speaking gentleman, or gentleman with an Arab accent, I should say, who sent me to a computer in Washington, D.C., saying, if you want information about our visa program, press 1. So I finally got him back on the phone. I said, look, I've got 24 people with me. I need some help. We need to get out of here. And he said, sir, there's nobody here to help you. And
Where'd they go?
They were maybe busy doing other things, evacuating themselves, taking care of themselves.
Yeah.
I got a number in D.C., which one of our tour members, team members referred to as the District of Criminals, for the Egypt Task Force. And I got a very pleasant young woman named Heather on the phone, and she thanked me for being calm. She said everybody else is screaming profanities at me because the U.S. government is doing nothing for anybody. And I said, well, we just want to get out of here. Can you help us? And she said, sir, all I can do is take your name, your passport information, and I'm going to put it in a database. I'm making no promises that that list will be seen by anybody except me. And at that moment, that was fine. So I passed the phone to all my team members so that they could give this information. At least for a moment, it gave us a sense that somebody was on the other line, but I didn't tell them that she had informed me that this list was going nowhere.
How did you get out and your group, finally?
Persistence, just sheer persistence in finally figuring out what we needed to do. Our tour was facilitated by Abercrombie & Kent, which is known for their five-star tours throughout the world. And the problem was is that, like everybody in Egypt, they lost communications, no phone, no internet, and they were subject to the same curfew as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was only through... Really, it was Claire, George, who got hold of one of the gentlemen at Abercrombie & Kent and just said, look, your company's reputation is on the line here. Your reputation is on the line here. You have to help us. And he came around, and this gentleman, whose name is Hossam, came through in flying colors for us. We took charge. We put a plan together. We made sure we had the right tools and right people in place, and it was kind of like a military assault that we made on the airport. And fortunately, everything just flowed for us. We were able to get through security. We got on the plane. It was crazy. I mean, we had around 8 or 10 people on a Delta flight on a 767, a special rescue plane that should seat 250, that flew out of there with 40 people on board.
Wow.
My BA flight, British Airways flight, left early. They kept changing the schedules, and it was really just nothing but luck and
persistence. Just wanted out of there, didn't they?
They wanted out of there. The airlines were just really unprepared for a scenario like this, and obviously the U.S. government was as well. And it's really sad that they've got plenty of people in place to search me and my luggage when I get back in the United States, but nobody in place to help me when a crumbling dictatorship puts our lives at risk.